I don't like silence. It unnerves me. I've just always been used to some noise and clatter. Traffic and trains and sirens outside my window. If there was silence, I'd just talk over it. My teachers would give out to me, but I wouldn't stop for long. So they'd tell my mum, "Mrs. Byrne, Amanda's being awfully talkative in class." And she'd reply, "Well, maybe she's just got more to say than anyone else." When my mum got sick, it took a while to get used to the hospital. I eventually figured out that it was just a different type of noise. A noise that I just had to train my ears to hear. I would sit there a lot by myself when my mum was sleeping and concentrate on the squeaks and mutterings of the nurses, pacing the corridors with hushed urgency. I started to hear percussion in the ECG beeps and the IV drips and the wheezing breathing assistance machines. Every once in a while, I'd hear some crying floating down the hall and into our room. I'd put some headphones on then. I don't like silence. Or sitting still. Or not doing things. But I'd make many exceptions for my mother.